The following episode of Commute GVM originally aired on KGVM Bozeman on Monday, June 15th, 2026 at 5 p.m. Good afternoon. You are tuned to KGVM Bozeman, the audio mirror of the Gallatin Valley. We're at 95.9 on your FM radio dial or kgvm.org online. I want to thank you for tuning in this afternoon. And I want to play some music for the next hour, get us up to 6 o'clock in Democracy Now! I want to thank an underwriter of ours first, and we'll hear today's episode of Human Capital.
This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. It's the summer season in Montana, which means visitors and road construction. The Bozeman Frontage Road will see a resurfacing project that begins Monday, June 15th, causing single-lane traffic and travel delays while the Montana Department of Transportation mills, overlays, and chip seals a section of Frontage Road for 2 weeks through June 25th. The project covers the area from east of Spring Hill Road to just past the Cherry River fishing access, ending at the Frontage Road Railroad overpass. Workers will mill the existing roadway surface, apply a new overlay, then finish with a chip seal and new striping. Drivers should expect single-lane traffic and delays during daylight hours. Travelers should use alternate routes if possible. Artwork will soon start to appear in retail stores across Bozeman after a recent contest for Earth Day challenged students to raise awareness about the importance of using reusable bags. Rosie Komodo, a fourth grader at Montfortin Elementary School, won the contest with her artwork that tells people, "Don't forget to use reusable bags." Rosie's design was chosen by the City of Bozeman's Sustainability Board from 98 student entries. Rosie said, "I just wanted to make a simple reminder for people to bring their reusable bags into the store. Maybe if they see my poster, they'll go back to their car and get them." The City of Bozeman's Sustainability Board will place 40 outdoor posters distributed by Gallatin Valley Beyond Plastics to participating retail stores in Bozeman. The art contest was sponsored by Gallatin Valley Beyond Plastics, which awarded 8 finalists family-sized pizzas from Papa John's. Rosie's entire fourth grade class also got a pizza party. Terry Quattrero of Gallatin Valley Beyond Plastics says the contest was meant to continue a larger dialogue within Bozeman and across Montana about the adverse effects of single-use plastics on human health and the natural environment. Students from Montfortin Elementary School, Manhattan, Whittier, Irving, and Hawthorne all entered artwork into the contest. In Bozeman, the Human Resource Development Council, or HRDC, will begin its free summer meals program Monday, June 15th. The HRDC summer lunch program provides free, healthy meals to all kids and teenagers 18 and under at locations throughout the Gallatin Valley. Each site offers a safe space where children can stay active, enjoy nutritious food, and spend time with friends. There is no application or proof of income needed to receive a meal. Every kid can just show up and enjoy their free summer lunch. All meals served follow USDA nutrition guidelines. All sites open Monday, June 15th, and serve lunches through August 26th, except for just 2 days, Friday, June 19th, and Friday, July 3rd. HRDC's free summer lunch program will serve all kids 18 and under Monday through Friday, noon to 1 p.m. at MSU Family Housing, 109 Paisley Court, Story Mill Park, the Bozeman Public Library, and the Bozeman Sports Park in the north parking lot. Free summer lunches will be served for longer hours at the Gallatin Valley Food Bank Monday through Thursday from noon to 4 p.m. and Fridays from 9 a.m. till noon. HRDC's free summer lunch program for kids also will serve in Big Sky twice a week at the Big Sky Community Food Bank on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. and at the Headwaters Area Food Bank in Three Forks on Thursdays from 1 to 3 p.m. serving shelf-stable meals. That's the HRDC free summer lunch program for all kids 18 and under with free, healthy meals. Everyone is welcome. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.
KGVM thanks Pine Creek Lodge for their support. Pine Creek Lodge in the Paradise Valley is a unique live music venue featuring shows under the stars and among the pines. Pine Creek's back window features food truck-style dining options, and they sell domestic and local beers and wines. The following shows are coming up at Pine Creek: The Cruz Brothers with Kaylee Marie on Wednesday, June 17th. Two nights of Pinky and the Floyd, Thursday and Friday, the 18th and 19th. Melvin Seals and JGB on Saturday, the 20th. Core Blend with Branson Anderson on Sunday, June 21st. Mountain Grass Unit on Wednesday, June 24th, Johnny Dango on Thursday, the 25th, Two Nights of Mo, Friday and Saturday, the 26th and 27th of June, Terrapin Flyer on Sunday, June 28th, and many more. You can find more information, schedules, and tickets at pinecreeklodgemontana.com. They hope to see you soon for some music between the pines. All right. Going to get rolling tonight with a couple cuts. On the 23rd of May, I went down to Tune Up to see Tony Furtado and John Reichman playing. I was couldn't believe it when I saw that they were playing together for the early show down at Tune Up that night. I was supposed to be over at the Labor Temple setting up sound for a show, but Echo Larson bailed me out, did the sound checks so that I could go see Tony and John Reichman. And it was pretty amazing. Tony Policastro sat in with him for a few songs, so I thought I'd kick things off here and play a cut by Tony Furtado from a live album of his called The Cider House Sessions, live at Reverend Nat's. I'll play a Can't Lie Down, and then one by John Reichman and the Jaybirds off their new album, The Salish Sea, that came out the end of 2025, called You're My Honey. I'll finish the set off with a couple by John and Joanne Lowell from Over the Hill in Livingston. They just put out a new album called On My Way Home. I'm going to play you one called The Ghosts Upon My Back. I'm going to throw in an extra. They did a cover of Ben Bullington's Maybe There's a Future for a Cowboy. That's one of my favorite Ben Bullington songs. So I'll play you that version that they recorded of that as well. We'll start off here with some Tony Furtado and Can't Lie Down.
Than you had to let go. Now you're waiting to hear the things they wanted you to know. Pull your head up from the dirt, put no solace in the ground. Hold your tongue while the devil's hanging round. Ain't no place to lie down. Ain't no place to lie down. Ain't no place to lie down until the devil's in the ground. While your world is still in spin, hold your eyes to the sky, find your way back home again. The road goes rolling on, can't escape the place you're bound. You might buy a little time while the devil's hanging round. There ain't no place to lie down. There ain't no place to lie down. There ain't no place to lie down till the devil's in the ground. was it really worth the wait? Do you know just what you found? You can't cheat the dealer while the devil's hanging round. Ain't no place to lie now.
Ain't no place to lie down.
Ain't no place to lie down.
Ain't no place to lie down.
Ain't no place to lie down. Till the devil's in the
surely my last night. So I'll write my final story by this dying firelight. When I was just about 16 years, my brother Joe did say, I'll not break my back behind the plow, let's find a better way. We joined up with an outlaw gang, and fairly soon I saw robbing banks is easy money when there's no sign of the law. I used to think those wanted posters up on every lawman's wall made me into some sort of hero, but it's not that way at all. I know that there are riders coming, and I'm sure they've cut my track. So tell me, what's the point of living when there are ghosts upon your back? Last week we rode into Laredo, up to the bank, and then Joe said, Levi, hold the horses till we come back out again. But the town folk, they were ready, and they used their weapons well. When the bullets started flying, the whole gang was sent to hell. There comes a time in each man's life when he must deal with what he's done. Here by this dimming fire, I am the only one. Because I left them all there dying, as fast as my horse could run. I used to think those wanted posters up on every lawman's wall made me into some sort of hero, but it's not that way at all. I know that there are riders coming, and I'm sure they've cut my track. So tell me, what's the point of living when there are ghosts upon your back? No, I don't see the point of living with these ghosts upon my back.
Countries choked in drought, there'll be springs to find and cattle to gather from the draws. Out on the windswept prairie, beyond the ruined walls, maybe there's a future for a cowboy after all. There'll be men tending livestock, horses, cows, and sheep, knowing when to stand alert and knowing when to sleep. On crystal clear and bitter nights, when hungry wolf packs call, maybe there's a future for a cowboy after all. Thank you. generous resourcefulness, a wisdom in his thriftiness. In a world that kills the weaklings, he'll nurse them in a stall. As panic grips the leaders in far and distant halls, maybe there's a future for a cowboy after all. Maybe there's a future for a cowboy after all.
That was John and Joanne Lowell with Ben Bullington's song Maybe There's a Future for a Cowboy. Before that, they did The Ghosts Upon My Back. And those are both on their new album, On My Way Home. Before that, you heard John Reichman and the Jaybirds from their new album, The Salish Sea, with You're My Honey. Start out with Tony Furtado and a live version of Can't Lie Down from the Cider House Sessions. You're tuned to KGVM Bozeman. We're keeping the community in community radio here in the Gallatin Valley. 95.9 FM, KGVM.org online, and it's trying to get sunny out there this afternoon in the Bozeman area on this 15th day of June. We're halfway through June already. How did that happen? I'm going to thank an underwriter here and hear today's Climate Connections, and we'll keep on going with some more music. KGVM thanks the Bozeman Folklore Society for their support. The Bozeman Folklore Society is dedicated to promoting, preserving, enjoying, and teaching the music, dance, and arts of traditional cultures. The Celtic Collective plays music at Valhalla Meadery on Friday evenings, and there's an open Celtic jam at Valhalla Meadery on Sunday afternoons. BFS is hosting a songwriting workshop and concert by Martin Gilmore at the Labor Temple on Wednesday, July 8th. The songwriting workshop starts at 5 p.m., doors open for the show at 7:30, and the concert starts at 8 p.m. They're also hosting the Gated Community at the Labor Temple on Friday, July 17th, with Ella Ray Cole opening. Doors at 8 p.m., show starts at 8:45. More information on all BFS activities is available at bozemanfolklore.org or on the Bozeman Folklore Society Facebook page.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. For nearly 300 years, the winemaker Maison Renard has made champagne in northern France. The region's cool weather helps the grapes ripen to just the right conditions for making crisp, bright wines. But as the climate warms, the grapes are ripening earlier and faster. And Caroline Fio, Maison Renard's cellar master, says they no longer reach their ideal sugar-to-acid balance and aroma simultaneously. Instead, these features sometimes mature at different rates, which changes the grape's flavor.
In 2025, we had the sugar level which was reached at a given moment, but the aromatic maturity was not ready.
So they had to wait to harvest, and as a result, the grapes had more sugar. To adapt, Maison Renard is leaning into the change and embracing the unpredictable. They've created Blanc Sangulier, a collection of champagnes made from grapes grown in years with atypical weather. It's specifically designed to highlight the altered flavor of the grapes.
Blanc Singulier is a response to climate change and is also a way for us to raise this awareness about climate change.
So it's an innovative way for the champagne maker to continue its legacy. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
All right, I want to keep going here. Not too long ago, the Bozeman Folklore Society had a concert at the Labor Temple featuring Tony McManus, a fantastic fingerstyle guitar player. Man, he blew my mind. And so I thought I'd play a cut of his. This is off an album. The title is C-E-O-L-M-O-R-E, and I'm not sure how to pronounce that correctly, so I'll leave it as an exercise to you, dear listener. But it's a great, great album, and one of the cuts on it is a cover of Goodbye Pork Pie Hat, the Charles Mingus tune. So I love really innovative and different covers, so I'm going to play that for you. Then I'm going to play some other artists who've played here in Bozeman for the Folklore Society. I'm going to feature a Missoula artist, John Floridis, after that. His cover of The Urge for Going from an album called The Dimming of the Day. And then Chris Proctor, another fingerstyle guitarist who used to come up here and play in Bozeman. He was down in Salt Lake City, I believe. He used to come up here every year or two. I think he's quit touring, unfortunately. But I wanted to play a cut of his from his album Ladybug Stomp called Beppe. And that was named after Beppe Gambetta, who has also played here for the Folklore Society. He's an Italian guitarist. And I thought I'd play one from his American album called Lonesome Road Blues. We'll kick it off here with Goodbye Pork Pie Hat, a version by Tony McManus. Thank you.
On the town, it hovered in a frozen sky, and it gobbled summer down. When the sun turns traitor cold, and all the trees are shivering in a naked row, I get the urge for going, but I never seem to go. I got the urge for going when meadow grass is turning brown. Summertime is falling down in winter. Winter's closing in. Had me a girl in summertime with summer colored skin, and not another man in town my darling's heart could win. But when the leaves fell on the ground and bully winds came round, pushed their faces in the snow, got the urge for going, I had to let her go. She got the urge for going when the meadow grass was turning brown and summertime was falling down in winter. Winter's closing in. Now the warriors of winter gave a cold triumphant shout. All that stays is dying, and all that lives is getting out. See the geese in chevron flight, flapping and racing on before the snow. They've got the urge for going, and they've got the wings to go. They get the urge for going when the meadow grass is turning brown and summertime is falling down and winter's closing in. Fly the fire with kindling, pull them blankets to my chin. I lock the vagrant winter out, I bolt my wandering in. I'd like to call back summertime and have her stay for just another month or so. Got the urge for going, so I guess I'll have to let her go. She's got the urge for going when the meadow grass is turning brown and all her empires are falling down in winter. Winter's closing in. I get the urge for going when the meadow grass is turning brown and summertime is falling down in winter. Winter's closing in. Winter's closing in.
down in jail on my knee. I'm way down in jail on my knee. I'm way down in jail on my knees. Oh Lord, ain't gonna be treated this way. Yes, $2 shoes don't fit my feet. Yes, $2 shoes don't fit my feet. Yes, $2 shoes don't fit my feet. Ain't gonna be treated this way.
Beppe Gambetta, great flat pick guitarist from Italy. That was his version of Lonesome Road Blues. Before that, Chris Proctor did Beppe, a song he wrote about him. John Floridis did The Urge for Going, and started out with Tony McManus's fantastic version of Goodbye Pork Pie Hat. You are tuned to KGVM Bozeman, Gallatin Valley Community Radio, 95.9 FM, KGVM.org online. It's a little breezy out there, but getting sunnier all the time, so hope you're enjoying your afternoon. And I want to thank you for listening to KGVM, and I want to thank another one of our underwriters for their support. KGVM is grateful for the support of the Grey Dog Bar. The Grey Dog is located at 34 North Bozeman Avenue, offering live music, pool, darts, game boards, foosball, and more. They are open Tuesday through Saturday from 6:30 to close, and on Sunday from 5 to 9. They host bluegrass on Tuesday, open jam and open mic on Wednesday, karaoke on Thursday, live bands on Friday, DJs on Saturday, and a tango lesson and an open tango dance on Sunday. You can find more information on Instagram at The Grey Dog Bar or on their website, thegreydogbar.com. Thanks, Grey Dog, for hosting live music and supporting community radio. Bozeman, this is your weekend. The Slam Summer Festival is August 8th and 9th at Bogart Park, and it's free. 2 days of live music, local art, food, dance, hands-on activities for kids, a beer garden, and more. Slam supports local artists and musicians right here in our community. You can spend Saturday at an art workshop. Start Sunday with a free yoga class. Slam, August 8th and 9th at Bogart Park, for free. Details at slamfestivals.org.
I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two.
On
this day in labor history, the year was 1937. That was the day anti-union violence erupted in the Valley of Steel. The Little Steel Strike was then in its 20th day. The strike had spread to Bethlehem's Cambria Works in Johnstown, Pennsylvania. Newspaper headlines screamed, 30 clubbed, stabbed, shot in strike. Guerrilla warfare breaks out anew in Pennsylvania. The day had been marred by hours of fighting with scabs and the police as miners joined picketers in support. Strikers lobbed rocks at scab cars attempting to drive through picket lines and successfully overturned a number of vehicles. Steel-helmeted police attacked strikers, swinging riot clubs and launching tear gas shells. One picketer, Tony Mandos, was in critical condition after having been shot twice by police. Mayor Daniel Shields announced he had deputized 250 special police and was preparing to, quote, raise an army of 3,000 American Legionnaires by nightfall to protect the city of Johnstown from strikers. At Warren, Ohio, dynamite crippled railroad operations at a struck Republic Steel Mill on the Ashtabula-Niles branch of the Pennsylvania Railroad. The explosion came after carloads of raw material had been shunted in and products shipped out of the mill. Auto plants throughout the Midwest slowed production for lack of steel-made parts. UAW President Homer Martin dispatched a telegram to CIO leader John L. Lewis saying, quote, "We are standing by ready to refuse to use steel made in struck plants in the production of automobiles, unless the steel companies make a speedy and amicable settlement with the striking steelworkers." The CIO threatened a 20,000-strong strike support rally through the streets of Johnstown to protest the violence. They claimed victory when the governor quickly declared martial law and padlocked the gates of the Cambria Works.
All right. I want to finish off today. Last Friday night, I went down to the filling station. I was at Gutelana for Jazz, and I'm going to play the recordings of ArcNet. That's Alex Robilata, Chris Naro, and Eddie T. For tonight's Jazz Nightcap at 10 p.m. But I went down to the filling station after that to catch part of the Bob Dylan tribute night. And one of the songs they didn't play is one of my favorite Bob Dylan songs, Bob Dylan's 115th Dream from Bringing It All Back Home. Figured I'd play that for you, and then one by John Hewitt from up in Canada and his band The New Americans off American Hotel. It's called Going Down the Only Road.
I was riding on the Mayflower when I thought I spied some lead.
Start again. Wait a minute, though. Okay, take two.
I was riding on the Mayflower and I thought I spot some land. I yelled for Captain E-Rib, I have you understand. Who came running to the deck, said, boys, forget the wheel. We're going over yonder, cut the engines, change the sails. Haul on the bowline, we sang that melody like all tough sailors do when they're far away at sea. I think I'll call it America, I said as we hit land. I took a deep breath, I fell down, I could not stand. Captain Arab, he started writing up some deeds. He said, let's set up a fort and start buying a place with beads. Just then this cop comes down the street, crazy as a loon. He throws us all in jail for carrying harpoons. Ah, me, I busted out, don't even ask me how. I went to get some help, I walked by Guernsey Cow, who directed me down to the Bowery slums, where people carried signs around saying, ban the bums. I jumped right into line saying, I hope that I'm not late, when I realized I hadn't eaten for 5 days straight. I went into a restaurant looking for the cook. I told him I was the editor of a famous etiquette book. The waitress, he was handsome, he wore a powder blue cape. I ordered some Suzette, I said, could you please make that crepe? Just then the whole kitchen exploded from boiling fat. Food was flying everywhere. I left without my hat. Now, I didn't mean to be nosy, but I went into a bank to get some bail for Arab and all the boys back in the tank. They asked me for some collateral and I pulled down my pants. They threw me in the alley when up comes this girl from France who invited me to her house. I went, but she had a friend who knocked me out and robbed my boots, and I was on the street again. Well, I rapped upon a house with a U.S. flag upon display. I said, could you help me out? I got some friends down the way. The man says, get out of here, I'll tear you limb from limb. I said, you know they refused Jesus too. He said, you're not him. Get out of here before I break your bones, I ain't your pop. I decided to have him arrested and I went looking for a cop. Inside a cab, I went out the other door. This Englishman said fab as he saw me leap a hot dog stand in a chariot that stood parked across from a building advertising Brotherhood. I ran right through the front door like a hobo sailor does, but it was just a funeral parlor and a man asked me who I was. I repeated that my friends were all in jail with a sigh. He gave me his card, he said, call me if they die. I shook his hand and said goodbye, ran out to the street. When a bowling ball came down the road and knocked me off my feet. A payphone was ringing, it just about blew my mind. When I picked it up and said hello, this foot came through the line. Well, by this time I was fed up at trying to make a stab at bringing back any help for my friends and Captain Arab. I decided to flip a coin like either heads or tails would let me know if I should go back to ship or back to jail. So I hocked my sailor suit and I got a coin to flip. It came up tails, it rhymed with sails, so I made it back to the ship. Well, I got back and took the parking ticket off the mast. I was ripping it to shreds when this Coast Guard boat went past. They asked me my name and I said Captain Kidd. They believed me but they wanted to know what exactly that I did. I said for the Pope of Uruk I was employed. They let me go right away, they were very paranoid. Well, the last I heard of Arab, he was stuck on a whale that was married to the deputy sheriff of the jail. But the funniest thing was when I was leaving the bay, I saw three ships sailing, they were all heading my way. I asked the captain what his name was and how come he didn't drive a truck. He said his name was Columbus, I just said good luck.
John Hewitt and the New Americans there, going down the only road. They might be coming back here somewhere in September or November. We'll see what we can work out. And before that, Bob Dylan's 115th Dream. I want to thank you for tuning in this afternoon to KGVM. Keep it tuned right here. We've got Democracy Now! Coming up next. Have a great evening.